Arthur.
Yes?
Supposing I told Temple that Sullivan was a friend of mine, that he'd gone out of town for 2 or 3 days, and that he'd asked me to pick up the glasses.
He wouldn't fall for that. In any case, he'd want to know why you hadn't mentioned it before.
Oh, then why not find someone to impersonate Sullivan?
For heaven's sakes, don't you think I've thought of that? I tried it with Armstrong.
Armstrong's a blundering fool. It's time you got rid of him.
He may be a fool, but at least I can trust him.
What do you mean? What do you mean by that?
Okay. We'll skip it. I'll ring you tomorrow about 10:30.
Yes, all right.
Now remember what I told you. Keep on friendly terms with them and don't let them out of your sight.
Okay.
Come on, Steve. Let's get back into the room. I'm going to close the window for a minute.
Yes, all right.
Well, we live and learn.
Paul, there's one thing I don't understand. If she's in league with Marquand and that other man, Armstrong, then why did she dash in here when I was shouting for help?
The answer to that is simple, my sweet. In fact, I ought to have thought of it before.
Mm-hmm.
Things were getting pretty hot, and she dashed in here to warn Armstrong that you were making yourself heard. Also, don't forget, it served a very useful purpose. Miss Jean's made your acquaintance under, so far as she was concerned, very favourable circumstances.
Yes. Paul, what are we going to do?
We're going to keep on nice friendly terms with Miss Jean's, just as if we trusted her implicitly.
And the glasses?
Well, I've told you what I'm going to do with the glasses, darling. I'm putting them in a safe deposit first thing tomorrow morning.
Yes. I wonder how Mr. Quinn fitted into all this.
Well, obviously, he was in the same boat as Constantine.
What do you mean?
Quinn was also after the glasses, but operated, or worked, if you like, independently.
You mean independent of Marquand?
Both Marquand and Constantine, yes.
I'm not so sure of that.
Why?
I don't think Quinn was after the glasses, darling. If you want my opinion, I think he was just a contact man.
A contact man?
Yes.
Well, if he was, he must have been working for someone. Who? It certainly wasn't Marquand.
No. Quinn was probably working for the man who owns the curio shop, Zoltan Bari. I don't think that Quinn knew anything at all about the glasses. He was just told to get in touch with us and deliver that card.
Yes. You might be right.
Miss Jean's knew Quinn, and to my way of thinking, she knows something about the House of Bari. You saw how she reacted when you mentioned the Avenue Shulamar.
Yes.
Paul, do you think anyone else is after the glasses? Miss Fraser, for instance?
I don't know about Miss Fraser. Darwin, I'm a little doubtful about. For one thing, he's just a shade too friendly for my liking. Also, his appearance at Sandbanks when that launch capsized us seemed to me to be rather too much of a coincidence.
Yes. Darling, supposing someone turns up and claims to be Richard Sullivan, someone that seems perfectly genuine, then what are you going to do?
Well, once I'm absolutely sure that he is the real Richard Sullivan, I'm going to ask him what the heck it's all about.